This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Secretary, could you call the roll? Thank you, sir.
Representatives Anderson?
Excused.
Bartles?
Here.
Bordeaux?
Excused.
Ladner?
Here.
Perry?
Here.
Reed?
Here.
Schneider?
Here.
Vasgard?
Here.
Weiss?
Here.
Weisgram?
Here.
Willitson?
Here.
Beal?
Here.
And Milstead excused?
Milstead excused.
Mr. Chair, we do have a quorum.
Thank you. I would like to ask for an approval of the minutes.
Chair,
Representative Perry.
I'd like to move approval of the Monday, March 1st, 2021 agenda from the 96th legislative session for the world-famous House Commerce and Energy Committee.
Thank you very much. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Representative Perry, seconded by Representative Weiss. All those in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
All those not in favor, say nay. So the minutes are approved. Thank you. Remind all testifiers to sign in to New Jersey lobbyists. They're wearing their badges. And I would like to have all of the handouts delivered by the pages. I'd like to introduce the pages. Would you please come forward? And there's been a request that you tell us what you learned the most in the last 2 weeks, the best thing you learned in the last 2 weeks. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Kaylee Lauk, and I am from Salem. I think the most interesting thing that I've learned over the course of the past 2 weeks is how diverse our legislative body. I've had a real pleasure of getting to get to know everyone's different points of view. It's been really fun to learn from all of you. So thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hello, my name is Rupert Leverton. I am from Sioux Falls, and I think the most interesting thing I learned throughout this whole time as Paige was just how much the committees do. I actually, before I even came here, I didn't even think committees did almost anything. I didn't really know anything about them, and I realized that they're very important and play a huge role in legislation that has passed.
Thank you very much. Any introductions or personal privileges? Representative Reed, go ahead.
Sorry about that. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to introduce my wife, Mary. She's joining me here for part of yesterday and today.
Okay. And I'd like to remind everybody before we start on the bill hearing that you all address through me the questions, and we will continue now with Senate Bill 182, Ownership Requirements for Classifying Dwellings as Owner-Occupied. Is there any proponent testimony? Yes, sir.
We have to invoke the rule to put it on the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because the bill was put on the agenda after 5 p.m., we technically aren't in compliance. So what I'm going to ask for is a motion to invoke Rule 7-1.5 to consideration of matters not posted.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Reed.
I make a motion to invoke Rule 7-1.5 for Senate Bill 182.
Second.
Motion was made by Representative Reed and seconded by Representative Bartles. We'll have to have a two-thirds vote on this. Secretary, can you call the roll?
Representatives Anderson is excused. Bartles?
Aye.
Bordeaux excused. Ladner?
Aye. Excuse me, aye.
Perry?
Aye.
Perry?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Schneider?
Aye.
Vasgard?
Aye.
Weiss?
Aye.
Weisgram?
Aye.
Willardson?
Aye.
Beal?
Aye.
And Milstead excused. Mr. Chair, you have 10 yay.
Motion passed. Is there any proponent testimony? State your name, please, and address through the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, fellow committee members. Herman Otten, state senator from District 6. Glad to be over here and seeing you guys this morning. So today I bring you Senate Bill 182, an act revised provisions regarding owner-occupied dwelling requirements. I'll read a little bit from the bill. In Section 1, the ownership requirements for classifying dwellings as owner-occupied. For the purpose of 101339 and 101340, an owner shall be the owner of an owner-occupied dwelling as recorded by the Director of Equalization in the county where the dwelling is located. First sentence, paragraph 2, an owner may claim a credit only on the single-family dwelling used as a principal residence. So you can have 3 or 4 or 10 houses. You get owner-occupied on the one that is your primary. This bill would now allow a home owned by the parents but occupied by the adult with disability to also receive the owner-occupied status. So if I own 2 homes and claim my own personal one is owner-occupied and I own another residence that my adult child with a disability lives in, that home would now be treated or is now treated like a rental or a second home and is classified at the highest tax rate, which is other. This bill would now, if you go to section, or on, I guess it's the last paragraph in the section there, says if the dwelling is occupied by an adult with a disability and the parent of the adult with a disability is the owner, the adult with a disability is considered the owner and occupant of the single-family dwelling. And I have worked with revenue on this also to make sure we have the verbiage right on this. They have no issues or no problems with the bill. This time I will stand by with my testimony, and for questions, I believe we do have a couple online that would like to speak as proponents on this bill, and it pertains to their situation. Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members.
Thank you. Is there any proponent testimony here? Okay. What is the name? What? Brenda, are you out there?
Yes, I am. I'm online.
Thank you, Brenda. So, could you state your name and you can testify?
Thank you.
And who you represent?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Brenda Smith. I live in Sioux Falls and in Lincoln County. I am testifying today on behalf of myself and my husband, Merlin. A year and a half ago, my husband and I purchased 2 townhomes. One of the townhomes, of course, is our primary residence. We purchased the second townhome so that our adult son, who happens to have developmental disabilities, had an affordable place to live and had an opportunity to develop some independence. And after all, my husband and I are getting older, and we need to be looking ahead. After we purchased our homes, we completed the certification of owner-occupied dwelling for both of our properties. And since one of our homes is our primary residence, we are taxed at the owner-occupied rate. However, through that process of completing that the paperwork, we learned that for our second home, it doesn't qualify for the owner-occupied category, and our property taxes then are about 25% higher for that home. We also learned through that process that if our parent occupied the second property, it would be considered owner-occupied and it would be taxed at the owner-occupied rate. So this bill would add to that an adult child with a disability to that owner-occupied category. We are not investors in rental property. We and other families who have an adult child with a disability are trying to provide for them a home that is safe, affordable, and offers them some independence. Our adult children with disabilities live on very limited incomes, and we have to plan for their future as we recognize we are not going to be around forever. So I ask that you support Senate Bill 182, and thank you for this opportunity to provide testimony.
Thank you very much. Please stand by for questions. Are there any other online testifiers? No. No online testifiers. We'll close. We'll waive rebuttal, and we'll close. We'll just basically go to committee questions at this point in time. Oh, I'm sorry. Are there any opponents? No opponents. Now we'll move to committee questions. I screw up. Representative Perry.
If it would be all right, I'll ask Brenda a question. And on an adult child with disability, is an adult child someone that's 18 or over, or is it 21 or over? Just so that I know what an adult child is. An adult person, I guess.
I would believe it's 18 and older.
Okay. Would you know that, Herman?
So I'll just add to that, Mr. Chair, Herman Otten, District 6, an adult would be over 18. And if you look at the last paragraph of the bill also, you know, there's some verbiage in here. It says, for the purposes of this act, an adult with a disability means any person receives or is qualified to receive monetary payments subject to Title 2, 10, 14, and 16 of the Social Security Act. So it is defined in there, that portion of it, and then adult is over 18.
So, thank you, Chair. So, this is an extreme case, but what would happen if the Smiths decided to have a tenant with their son? I know that would it end up going? It wouldn't be owner occupied then. Am I correct? If there was another a person with disabilities, and they said, well, you know, that it would work out that he can move in with my son and pay some rent, then you know where I'm going with that question?
Mr. Chair, don't know if I can give you a square answer, but those decisions are usually left up to the Director of Equalization to make sure that the classification is going to fit. I mean, if they have any questions with that, they have the ability to explore that and have the option to remove that status if they would deem fit.
Thank you.
You satisfied, Representative?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Any other questions? Hearing none, we will move to closing the public testimony, committee discussion, and or action. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Willardson moves do pass on Senate Bill 182.
Second.
Madam Secretary, Willardson moves do pass.
Mic's off.
Madam Secretary, Willardson moves do pass, and Representative Perry seconded it.
Okay, thank you.
Any comments on your motion?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think, you know, this closes a gap that was probably not intended from the start, and so I commend the senator for bringing it forward, and I think we should, you know, pass it on to the floor.
Any other comments? Representative Perry.
Mr. Chair, I couldn't agree with anyone anymore, but I like the fact that the parents are already taken care of with the current law, but that we would be able to take care of that adult child with a disability. I think this is prudent. It's the right thing to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments? Secretary, would you call a vote?
Representative Anderson is excused.
Bartles? Here now. Aye.
Oh, excuse me. All right. Representative Anderson.
She's waiting for you to vote.
She got your vote.
Aye.
Thank you. Bartles?
Aye.
Bordeaux is excused. Ladner?
Aye.
Perry?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Schneider?
Aye.
Vasgard?
Aye.
Weiss?
Aye.
Weissgram?
Aye.
Willitson?
Aye.
Beal?
Aye.
Milstead excused. Mr. Chair, you have 11 yay.
Oh, shoot. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senate Bill 182 moves to the floor. 11 ayes, no nays. Madam Secretary, we'll certify that consent. Any further committee action?
Mr. Chair,
I would entertain them. Okay.
Weissgram seconds.
Mr. Chair, I move we adjourn.
Representative Weiss moves we adjourn.
Weissgram seconds.
Weissgram second. Thank you very much in making it easy on me. We're adjourned. Oh, we got a vote yet? All right. God, I tell you, I'm sorry. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
All those nay. Anyways, we are adjourned.